Okay, today's daf is Tainus Daf Tezayin, and we are in the second parak here of Maseches Tainus. As the Mishnah described the order of the fast days, how exactly it went in the mornings, and how the structure of the tefillah was, and bringing the teva outside into the street and putting Efer Makla on it. So the Gemara also tells a minhag of going to the cemeteries. Going to the cemeteries on the fast days. On the fast days of the rain, in order to what? Lama Yotz in the Beis HaKvaris asks the Gemara, why do they go to the Beis HaKvaris? And the Maariv Chayis here points out an important ha'ara. Well, where did it say earlier that the people went to the Beis HaKvaris? That wasn't in the Mishnah going through the entire process. So the Maariv Chayis says it's a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi. And this proves that the Yerushalmi was in front of the Ba'alei Talmud Bavli when they wrote the Talmud Bavli, which is an amazing comment. That's the Maariv Chayis' ha'ara here. Relating to this line of why do you go out to the cemetery? Because again, it clearly seems like it was mentioned earlier, and now it's asking why. But it wasn't mentioned earlier. It was mentioned earlier in the Yerushalmi, not in the Bavli, and that's what the Baritz Chayis here says. Hinei b'mishnah shalano lo nizkar me'uma me'alich lebeis hakneses. V'Rashi hirgish b'zev v'kasev t'samach al dasa Yerushalmi u'mikayin raya l'divrei Rav Alphas shekasev b'sof Erevin. The Rif writes in the end of Erevin Yerushalmi ha'yakvar mesudar. They already have the whole Yerushalmi, and therefore they commented on it. That's why their Bavli is more authoritative, because the Bavli knew the Yerushalmi, and they still said what they said. That's just an important comment in general about this line of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, why they go out to the cemeteries? Pligi bar Reb Levi bar Chama Reb Chanina. Machlokas. Chad Amar Harei Anu Chashuvin Lefanecha Kemesim. What is that? It's a sign of humility. That we say to Hashem, we're like Mesim in front of you. We don't have any ability. We're so lowly. Right? We are like Mesim in front of you. That is number one. The Chad Amar and the second day of the Gemara, Kadeshi Yavakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim. So that the Mesim could ask for Rachamim on us. So we go to the Mesim so that the Mesim could ask for Rachamim. My benayo, the novice, the nafgamina, iki benayo, kivrei akum. Nachalokas is a non-Jewish cemetery. Non-Jewish cemetery. That's the nafgamina. Why? Because if, according to the reason number one, it also applies. Where chashuvin kamesim, so that's also applies in this case. But according to the second day of Yivaksho, alina rachamim, so lechora, that would not apply to kivrei akum. Right, Rashi says kivrei akum. Again, this is the Rashi that some say is not Rashi. Maariv Chayis at the end of the Masechta says Rashi on Tainus gives a different feel. He quotes Yerushalmi. It doesn't sound like feel like Rashi. But Tosfos throughout the Masechta acts like Rashi, giving pirushim, not just acting like Tosfos, like those who usually acts. That also kind of shows that they probably didn't have Rashi. So kivrei akum b'makom she'ein kivrei Yisrael avakesh rachamim afilu al atzman leka kol shekein aleinu. Okay, so that's the discussion. So let's talk about this, again, a famous discussion, and that is asking Mesim for Rachamim. Do we ask the dead to daven for us? Do we ask angels to daven for us? Again, both are connected topics, but there's Stadim, Lakan, Lakan, which is a better. So speaking to angels is something that comes up every so often. Brachuni L'Shalom seems to be asking the angels for a bracha on Friday night. A number of the slichos that we have, machnise rachamim, yud gimel midos, we seem to be talking to the angels, asking them for, to put in a good word, so to speak. But isn't that against the Rambam? That's the question. Isn't that against the Rambam? Which Rambam? The Rambam tells us in the Pirush Mishnayos, where he talks about the Yesodos HaEmunah, Yesod number 5, Yesod HaChamishi, says the Rambam, Shehu Yisaleh, I'm sorry, the Rambam Hilchus Sefer Mada, thanks. Yesod HaChamishi, Shehu Yisaleh, Hu Asher Ra'ui La'avdo, Ula Ramamo, Ula Farsim, Gdulaso Mashmato. He is the only one for us to serve and to glorify and to publicize his greatness. Ve'ein Osin Kain, L'mash L'matami Menu. And it's not appropriate for us to do this for anyone that is lower, so to speak, than him. It's inappropriate for us to daven to, or to serve, or to glorify any of the angels, or the stars, or the other items in orbit. They're all mutba. They're all in their own pu'ulos. They don't have any shlita. They don't have any bechira. We shouldn't ask them to be an emsa'i, to be a middle power to get to God. Ela klapav yisale yechavnu hamachshavos. We should just focus on Hashem. V'yanicho kol mashezulaso, and leave everything that is His, right? Everything that is beside Him, and therefore just speak to God. Sounds like the Rambam is saying. It's fascinating. Not everyone points it out, but some do. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel, when he talks about all the people that are in lahem chelok l'olam haba, kol yisrael yesh lahem chelok l'olam haba, except these people. So the first ones are, the Rambam calls minim, heretics. So those minim, it's pointed out, are exactly parallel to the first few yesodos ha'emunah that the Rambam says you have to believe. Right, what's the first animam ha'emunah shleim? You have to believe in Hashem. So what's the first min? Ha'omer she'ein sham eloa, ve'ein la'olamanik. There is no Hashem. There is no God. What's the second animamim? Hu yachid ve'ein yichidus kamo'ob shumpanim. What's the second one? Ha'omer she'ein sham manik avalheim shnayim o'yoser. The second one. The third, right, that he doesn't have ein lo masigi esi aguf, lo shum dimyon klau. That's the third. But then the fourth, v'cha'omer she'enu levada rishon v'tzor lakol. Five, v'cheina oved eloa zulaso, kidei lihios melitz, beino uvein ribona olamim. That we serve someone other than Hashem to be a middle person between him and God. So it sounds like it's a, right, the Rambam also is the parallel. The Rambam here in Hilchos Tshuva and Gimel Zayin seems to also have this problem. These are minim. These are heretics. So the question is: so is machnisei rachamim? Is this a violation of that? After all, also we have to take in mind that the people who wrote the slichos were at least rishonim. At least rishonim. There's a day in Tosfos that said Rabbi Elazar HaKalir was a tana, but at least rishonim. So they also knew these ideas. So there are those that say not to say it. There are those that say not to say it. The Maharal and the Tiv HaAvodah does not think that this is appropriate. Chassam Sofer says in Shul, he didn't stop it, but he didn't say it himself. It says that he said a very long tachanun at the end of Slichos, so nobody realized that he was skipping Machnisei Rachamim. But so it's interesting. He didn't. If he thought it was so bad, he probably would have stopped it in the Shul. But maybe he thought that people, you know, identify with these paragraphs. The Vilna Gaon famously didn't say Brachuni L'Shalom for this reason, that he felt that we're not supposed to talk to Malachim. This is, you're going to look, the Gruz quoted of Chaim Yivalazhin quotes the Gruz in Ho'ra'os Van Hagos. Shemat v'menem ha'shenogim olam lomar b'lal Shabbos Brachuni L'Shalom v'gam b'slichas malachi rachmim ein daito nocha bazeh. The Malachim don't have any power. They don't have any power to choose. If a person is zoche, the Malachim are forced to give a bracha. And if the Jew is not zoche, so then, you know, we get the opposite from the Malachim. So the Gra says not to say, not to say these paragraphs. Also in the Siddur HaGra, Ra'isi B'Shem Grach Shakar Tagarech Mavakshim Bakashim Malachim V'chulu, and he continues. Okay, so this is maybe even based on Yerushalmi in Mesechas Brachas in Perek Tes. The Gemara there says, the beginning of Perek Tes in the Yerushalmi, Reb Yudin Amar Mishmeti Dei Basar V'Dam Yeshlo Patron. A human king sometimes has a close friend. In Basalo, a Sarah, in Onechnazet Slo Pitom, Ela Abav Amalo Apischa Pitchel Patrono, Vikorela Avdo, Ola Ben Beso, Vuhu Omer Ishploni Omeda Pesa, Chatzi Recha, Shema Machniso, Vishema Manicho. But if somebody has an assistant, you kind of get the assistant's attention, and you say, can you please, you know, ask the king if I could come in? Avalakadish Baruch Eino Kane, in Ba Adam Al Adam Tsara, Lo Yitzavech, Lo Lemichoe, Lo Gavriel, Ela Li Yitzavech. Vani on elo miyad. Hashem says, forget Michal and Gabriel. Just talk to me. Right? So all of this points in the direction of not talking to Malachim. So we'll get back to that in a minute. There are defenses, because the Minhag HaOlam, well, let's go back for a second. Before, let's get back to our Gemara. What about Mesim? Is there any difference between Kifrei Mesim and Malachim. So there are a number of Achronim that say maybe that's different. First of all, it's the Minag Olam. Right? We always say a Melis Yosher. This neshama, this person should be a Melis Yosher, should be someone who puts in a good word. So Pukhazi, what all of Klal Yisrael, you know, do that, then it's wrong. Right? So Pukhazi, it seems to be at least there's something to be based on. And there are Gemaras, right? We're going to have a Gemara in a couple of days from now on Daf Chav Gimel, where Rav Mani is having trouble with some of his neighbors, and he asks Rav Mani to give him for some help. He asks him for some help, right? This Gemara. Rav Mani Berei, Havi Mitzari Le Demei Nesia, Ishtakach Al Kibri De Avua, Omer Le Abba Abba, Hanu Mitzari Le. Right? They're bothering me. And what happens, one time they were going by on their horse, and there was quicksand. And right when they went by the Kever, right, the horses couldn't move. Right? So his father helped them out. Right, or we know that Kalev, remember the Meraglim, where did he go? He went to Kever Avos. He went to Kever Avos. Amar la, and what's the Lashon of that Gemara? Sota Lamedalad. Kalev went, Amar lahen, Avosai, Bakshu alai Rachamim, She'enatzel me'atzas Meraglim. So the Gemara says that Kalev davened to the Avos, to Avram Yisrael and Yaakov, please ask Bakish alai Rachamim. You have that Lashon. The Gemara of Odezara, Blazer ben Derdaya, right, he says, right, he's looking for help. Bakshu alai rachamim. So there's definitely basis in the Chazal for the niftarim. So one might be machalik, and this is what the Maharal suggests, between niftarim and malachim. There might be a difference between those two. People who used to be, you know, alive, so maybe they're more connected to the alive, to the chesed, to what would be allowed. They felt, says the Maharal, in Nesivos Olam, in Nativ HaAvoda. He says, we don't say machnisei rachamim, anu nogam lomar machnisei rachamim, machnisei rachamim, ve'in zeh ra'ui, kidavar zeh kidu misal malachim. And what about our Gemara, Tainus, kadesh yispalalu aleinu amesim rachamim, ein zeh sh'anu mavakshim en amesim, shispalu aleinu. Raksha anu holchin lebeis hakvaris umischabrim lemesim shegama mesim yischabru lechayim yivakshu rachmim al Yisrael. Kind of like we're not asking them, we're connecting to them, says the Maharal. And once we're connected to them, there, so they know. We don't even have to ask. It's not that they don't have power. The isser is the problem is to ask them. So we don't ask them. We just connect to them. They see us. They see us. Viafilu imutar lomar la adam acheris palalu alai zeu eitzal ha adam. And even if you want to say niftarim, okay, I'll give it to you by people. Shuos a chesedim chaveru lefichach yocholasos asei iti chesed zevis palalai. Avo b'malachim lo shayach lo markein rak uderach tefilu bakasha v'chas v'solam shiis palalkach. Okay, so this is what some say. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that he talks about the niftarim being aware of the pain of the difficult situation of those who are alive. This is a gemara at the beginning of the second parak. Of a third parak of Maseches Brachos, Rav Moshe again says, "V'yesh svar lomar da'adifi l'inyazemi amalachim." Niftarim are better than malachim in terms of davening towards them, so to speak. De me'acher dehem yadi b'tzara de'inshi b'hai alma, since they are aware of the pain of the people in this world. Kidemasik ha'gemar b'brachos, like that gemara in the brachos says that the niftarim are aware of what's going on in this world. Shalachin mitztarin mizeh gam ba'atzman. They themselves are in pain. Vishayech sheneorer osam bevakasha. Lohem sheyispalu v'yivakshu miyashem yisbarach sheyisalik ha'tzaras mi'aleinu. It's shayech to talk like that, to ask them to remove the tzaras. V'af belozeh shemitztarin gam ba'atzman ha'aleim lachush letzar b'nehem. The gam letzar kol Yisrael. Right, so therefore they're in the world of the pain of their relatives, and therefore it's okay to involve them. Malachim, ulai lo margashi kol kach b'tzara d'inshi. Malachim, I don't maybe aren't as connected. This is Ramoshin or Rachaim Chelik Hey Simin Mem Gimel. Just one other source related to this, the Minchas Elazar, the early Munkacher Rebbe, in one of his shuvas, Chelik Aleph Simin Samaches, discusses the only problem with the Mesim issue is what Doresh al HaMesim, which is one of the Yisurim in the Torah. That is when somebody goes to a cemetery, tries to connect with the dark side, somebody lies down there and goes to sleep there, that's the problem. That's the problem with Doresh al HaMesim. But just going and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the connecting in that way, again, there are those, as we said, that wouldn't daven to Malachim, and also, let's say, wouldn't daven to Mesim. The Mishnah Berurah says, in a well-known comment, he says, you should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'schus the Mesim. When people go to cemeteries, they should daven to Hashem b'schus the Mesim. B'schus the Mesim. But again, the Minhag Olam is people to talk to their relatives, people to talk to, you know, to invite. The Hasidic custom is to go invite the grandparents and the great-grandparents to the Simchas. You're talking to the niftar. But I'm saying, but the Minchas Elazar says here in this shuva, v'chein matzinu ba'arizal b'shara gilgulim pamim rabos mashashalach talmidav alishtatchus kivrei tanoim v'amoroim lovakesh mehem legalos sisrei Torah v'chein b'shar svar makadoshim elavadai pshutu d'dorish alameisim havirak hamariv atzmo. Somebody who starves themselves v'lon b'beis hakvaris. Somebody sleeps in the cemetery k'desh tishra alav ruach tuma. That's the problem. That's what it's the v'lo b'ofan acher. The way the Klal Yisrael does today, that is not a problem. So there are some defenses, as we just described, for the mace, the niftarim. They're aware, they're involved in chesed. And what about malachim issues? What about the malachim issues? That's a little trickier, right? Because they were never alive. They never experienced pain. But our Gemara says beferish, kidei sheyivakshu aleinu mesim rachmim. Right, that's the simple understanding of our Gemara. One of the two reasons we go to the cemeteries on those fast days for rain, Shiavakshu al rachamim. So, and again, keeping in mind that Baalei Slichos were great Gdolei Olam. They wouldn't have done something that was Aser, according to many. So, there are a number of ideas. The Mahari Bruna, one of the earliest sources on this topic, discusses, maybe it's not literal. Maybe it's not a little. Maybe it's another reflection of anava and shiflus and lowliness. We don't even have a direct connection to God. You know, we're just, which we do, but maybe it's just an act that we say ki'ilu, we don't have that connection. Mashana omrim na mida nechona, v'chein midas rachamim, u'machnisim rachamim, malachay asharis, eino ela derech shiflus va'avdus, shemedaber b'fnei ha'melech liyowatzav ledaber l'melech. It's just an act of anava that we're dominant to Hashem, but we say ki'ilu, we can't even get in the front door. Right? We can't even have the direct. And I'm embarrassed. The karivel amelach, vein zederach emsoi klal. It's not going through an emsoi. It's faking going through an emsoi. It's really talking to Hashem, but it's saying ki'ilu, you know, I need someone else to get me in. But that's not the pashtus of our Gemara, that it's not literal. And Rashi in three places mentions it. Rashi in three places, not here. Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Dalet Amabes. The Gemara there says, a person should ask for rachamim, lo'olim yivakish adam rachamim, sheyiyu hakol ma'amtsin es kocho. What does that mean? A person should daven that everyone strengthens him. Shiakol ma'amsin es kocho. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, what does ma'amsin es kocho mean? Sheyisayuhu malachei ashares levakish rachamim. Right? One of the days of Rashi, that you should ma'amsin es kocho, hakol ma'amsin es kocho, the malachim should help take your tefillah up to Hashem. That's what it sounds like. That's Rashi and Sanhedrin Mem Dalet. There are other Rishonim that give different shatan of that Gemara, the Meiri, but that's Rashi. That's Rashi there, and the Shibali Halakhet also says it. It's in Reish Pei Beis, right? That's what it means, right? V'tiu Meleitze Yosher Lefanav Sheyim Choldi Al Zonos Valshkogos V'Nomar Misha Lav Malach Melech Sechem Ini Elef V'Chulu. And there's another Rashi, Rashi and Shabbos, on Daf Yud Beis Mabeis. Rashi says, the Shechina imo, right? The Gemara says that a chola has the Shechina with him, and therefore the ain't sarich, the ainem is parlot sarich. She is dakaku lo malachei sharis lahachas filos lofnim in a pargod, because the Shechina is with a chola, so he doesn't need the malachim. But it's mash for that. Otherwise, you know, you might need the malachim. But here dafka Shechina imo, the ainem is parlot sarich. She is dakaku lo malachei sharis. Number two. And Rashi also in Sota on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi again says, the Gemara there is talking about davening. A person should, whether he davens in Lashon Aramis, whether Malachi Asharis or Niskak. The Gemara says, Habi Yachid Abitziba. Rashi, Habi Yachid. Tzarech Sheyisayuhu Malachi Asharis. Tzibur Lo Tzrichilahu. Tachsiv hein el kabir lo yemas einam ois betfilasan shel rabim. Quoting a Gemara in Meseches Brachos. But you see, three times, Rashi in Sanhedrin and Shabbos and Sota all quote, Rashi quotes this idea of Sheyisayu, so it seems like it's pretty literal. So again, a pshat might be, Rav Asher Weiss writes this, it's quoted here in the Kamotzi Shal Rav on Yomim Naram, and I've heard Herman say this in Shiurim also. When we daven to Malachim, we don't think they have power themselves. The Rambam is saying, the Rambam's Yisod is when we daven to another source other than God and we think that they really have power to answer our tefillos. That's the problem. That's the violation. You know, you think they have, you believe in Hashem, but you think the intermediaries also have power. That's the problem. But if we know that everything comes from Hashem, and we're just saying to a malach, you know, put in a good word. We know the malach has connections. We know the malach is closer to Hashem than we are. Okay, that's true. Right? It's different levels of being. So that wouldn't be a problem. The problem is only shelo lavod lekoach. Acher zulaso, not to serve, but this isn't serving. In Malachi Rachem in Baruchuni L'Shalom, ain b'hem shum pulchan va'avoda. We're not serving. Ve'inon mispalam aleim b'kabalos ol ve'elohus. Ela bakasha bi'alma. I'll take a bracha. You go to a tzaddik for a bracha. You go to a malach for a bracha. You know, and say, you know, if you could help me out a little bit, but not that they have inherent power. Rav Moshe also writes in the Shuv in Chelakei Simin Mem Gimel, Hashem set up this system. Hashem set up the malachim, right? So, Pirkei Avos talks about proklet echad, and we create defense attorneys and prosecuting attorneys. So there is, again, if somebody follows a certain custom not to say certain things, they have that prerogative. But again, the pashas of our Gemara today, the pashas of those three Rashis, is that malachim can be involved, or mesim could be involved in certain contexts. Okay, we'll stop here.